Get EB on the phone. We've got a full-scale emergency on our hands.
Full scale?
Code red. It's an infestation in the conference room. Doris tripped over the planter.
I'll call now.
Hello?
We have an emergency.
It's kind of early, don't you think?
I know, but emergency!
Yeah, got it.
When can you get here?
Is this soon enough? Where's the infestation?
Conference room.
Lumbricus Territus wreaks havoc once more. Yeah, be right back. Well, again, any time.
Who was that hero?
That, my dear, is Early Bird. He always gets his worm.
In a world best described as an alternate universe, in a law firm comprised of talking farm fowl, comes a fable distortion so twisted it makes common legal dramas seem like fairy tales. There are few happy endings in sight, but keep looking. From the creative minds that brought you The Bullies, Pawn Quests, Good Sam, 5-Minute Classics, and Dudley Junction comes a long-awaited 17th episode of Misfits Audio's Fable Distortions.
Lucky, Lucky, and Penny, how may I direct your call?
Lucy.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
Chicken Little.
Whittle. Mixing brittle. You did say little. Or was that fiddle? Could you speak up? Chicken fiddle? That doesn't make any sense. Wicks and twiddle? Sorry, I just can't seem to remember. Should I know you?
I'm the intern. I've showed up every day for months. Gravy runs, making copies, case files.
Oh, you must be mistaken. We have a Chicken Little that serves as intern, not Bricks and Twiddle. Or, you know, whatever.
I am Chicken Little!
Well, no need to get huffy. Aren't you supposed to be at work?
Yes, but I stumbled across a case that could change the world as we know it.
Hey, could you hold it down, miss? I'm on the phone with the intern.
Miss Lucy, I am the intern.
Lucy, could you find the intern? I need a facial tissue.
Be right there, sir.
Who's that?
Picking thistles.
A new client?
No, or intern.
Someone needs to correct the directory. Mine says Chicken Little. Picking Thistles? Odd name. Okay, so could you send Miss Thistles in with a Kleenex?
On my way, sir.
Oh, and could you bring me a glass of gravy with a bendy straw?
Thanks, Lucy.
Can't I just call you the intern?
I wish you would.
Lurky, Lucky, and Penny. How may I direct your call?
Picket Thistles, my Kleenex, please.
Here you go, sir. And your glass of hot gravy.
With bendy straw?
Wouldn't forget the bendy straw.
You're a good intern, Miss Thistle.
Because I bring you a popular potato topping?
Partly, but mostly because of the fancy straw.
We now break from your regularly scheduled fairy tale for this breaking news. I'm Anchorman Chip Beef. Miss Susie McDonald, second-generation owner and operator of the McDonald chain of farms, seems to have undergone some unexplained trauma in recent days. Let's head to the field and get a report from correspondent Swanee Connie.
Thanks, Chip. It seems workers first noticed the unusual behavior of Mrs. McDonald late last week. Whenever Miss McDonald is asked about her inventory, she looks bewildered and has one standard line. Let me show you what I mean. Miss McDonald, do you have any piggies today?
Here, there, and everywhere.
Ducks?
Here, there, everywhere.
chicks? Cows?
Here, there, everywhere?
E-I-E-I-O.
As you can see, things are peculiar at Old McDonald's farm today, Chip. What we can confirm is that Miss McDonald has a farm, many animals live here, and she has a men's chorus that accompanies her every answer.
E-I-E-I-O.
Well, we'll keep an eye on those disturbing incidents at McDonald Farms. We now return you to your regularly scheduled farm animal procedural.
Hey, Turk, I just checked on that change of venue hearing for Floxy.
What was the charge?
Contributing to the delinquency of interns.
Change of venue, eh? We should at least give it a try. See if we can get it on the docket for tomorrow. Say, have you met our intern, Picking Thistles?
Huh? First day on the job?
I've actually been here for almost 3 months.
Are you sure? I think I'd recognize a voice like that.
And your last name is Thistles?
No, it's Little.
I wish we could get this straight. I'm running out of room in the margins of the staff directory.
And your first name is Picken?
No, Chicken. As in...
Oh, my goodness. I wish they had erasers for pens. So, to be clear, your name is Little Chicken?
No, Chicken Little, not Little Chicken.
Lucy?
Yes, sir?
Order new staff directories and make sure the intern is listed as Little Chicken.
Oh, I wish she'd quit changing her name.
It would make things easier.
And I wish I had a big case. I could really use the money.
Well, it just so happens that I have a big case.
You do? Is it one of the soft-sided cases or hard shell? A carry-on or one with wheels?
Not luggage. A legal case.
Oh, we could use one of those.
I think that's been established.
It has?
Yes.
When?
Sometime after the bendy straw and before your last question.
Why didn't you say so? Go on.
Did someone say new case? I've just been bored out of my mind playing Jenga in my office all morning.
Miss Hennypenny, I'd like to introduce you to a new client who has a new case.
I thought she was the delivery girl.
She's the delivery man.
I'm the intern.
You know, I did hear something about an intern just this morning. When is she arriving?
Do you want to hear my case or not?
Well, if it saves me from sinking into madness while playing strategy games made of wood all morning, I'm all for it. You see, I have no opposable thumbs. Very hard to pick up the pieces without swallowing them. If you hear me choking, there's a reason.
I have it on good authority that... Come closer. The sky is falling.
What's the punchline?
Punchline? Look, we all know the Earth has a gravitational pull.
That's true. I learned that in Miss Guinea's fourth grade biology slideshow.
Was that the one where the cherry pit hits the scientist in the head at close range?
You know, I think it was.
I thought it sounded familiar.
Can we get back to the case?
By all means, spill the details, Missy.
My informant told me there's been a crack in the sky. Then I remember seeing it the other night. A big jagged rock in the sky, followed by a boom.
Oh, that sounds violent.
It is. And that's when it started.
When what started?
When the sky started falling.
When the pie started calling.
I do love a good pie. How do I get it to call me?
No, the sky. The sky. It's falling.
How serious is it?
I had a piece of it fall on my head yesterday.
And you waited to tell us?
I thought it was a ruse, a joke, a game, a strategic maneuver.
Well, which one was it?
What?
Was it a ruse, a joke, a game, or a strategic maneuver?
I don't think it was any of those.
It's usually one of them.
And if it's not, why bring it up?
Could I please explain what I was thinking?
Do you realize we charge by the minute? You might want to Reader's Digest that story of yours.
But I work here!
Say, you might be eligible for a discount.
Let's hear her out.
Thank you. Here's a piece of the sky that fell on my head just yesterday.
And why does it look like a piece of blue plastic frisbee?
Never mind that perfectly appropriate question. What time did it fall?
It must have been just after 10, because I was down at the coffee truck getting a latte for Henny Penny, a chai tea for Ducky Lucky.
And gravy with a bendy straw for me?
Yes, and gravy with a bendy straw for Turkey Lurkey.
And what did I get? Nothing.
Anyway, if this keeps up, people will be hurt by falling sky. It will become very dark, and to top it off, people will need to wander around looking for bits of broken sky to chew on just to get enough air.
Say, this is a big case. Who do we file the suit against?
If this really happens, it will change the world as we know it.
That's what I said!
No wonder it sounded familiar.
I'm going to buy an umbrella. I don't want any sky flakes to ruin my hair.
Mr. Lurkey?
Yes, Lucy?
Could I have one of your bendy straws? I want to use it like a snorkel to breathe in as much sky as possible before we have to live like air-deprived possums in a moonlit midnight.
Well, I don't know, Lucy. I might need them myself.
Seriously? I quit. No benefits, and the intern never brings me a fancy straw.
That goose frightens me.
I heard that.
She frightens all of us. All right, ladies and gentle farm fowl, we're going to be here all night getting to the bottom of this case. We'll call it the Broken Sky versus Fine Feathered Fowl.
Say, I like that.
Has a nice ring to it.
We don't have much time.
Henny Penny, you find out if anything this radical has ever happened before. Ducky Lucky, you check any potential espionage. And I'll check phone records of high-level environmental perpetrators. Let's go, farm animals. We don't have all night. Wait, I guess we do. Let's go.
Crack, crack. Quack, 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 quack.
Hear ye, hear ye, come forth, and your voice, gobble, croak, quack, cluck, whinny, or any other assorted verbalizations shall be heard, the Honorable Owl Powell presiding.
I've read your affidavit and have been made aware of your case. Turkey Lurkey, do you honestly believe that the sky is falling?
We believe, Your Honor, that probable cause exists to proceed with the case.
I assume you have an opening statement.
I do, Your Honor.
Proceed.
Your Honor, the information is relatively new, but the implications threaten one and all. This piece of evidence marked as, oh wow, is the first proof that indeed the sky is falling.
Bailiff, please bring me the evidence bag. It looks like a plastic bit of blue frisbee.
This piece of sky struck a Miss Chicken Little just yesterday morning on a mid-morning errand. Miss Little is willing to testify that she witnessed the cracking of the sky on an evening 4 days ago. I'd like to yield the floor to my associate, Henny Penny.
We have developed several models, Your Honor. The worst-case scenario suggests a spontaneous shattering that will leave this world in total darkness and without ready access to oxygen. Other models suggest a slow deterioration of the sky, which could lead to fading and a shedding of small bits, much like dandruff from a dry, itchy, and irritated blue scalp. With a possible remedy, I'd like to yield the floor to Ducky Lucky.
Thanks, Henny. Your Honor, we believe that if we really want to avoid an apocalyptic event, we must be as proactive as necessary, which is why we're suggesting to the court that all citizens with a ladder and superglue join in the fight for our future and attempt to repair any fissures that they may encounter in the sky above their properties. Our city crews can use municipal ladders and can repair broken skies over schools, municipal holdings, and, of course, city parks.
Stop. Yeah, tell one joke, and the world goes stock raving mad.
Order in the court. Young fox, you better have a good reason for disrupting these proceedings.
Hey, I'm going to jail anyways, so I might as well fess up.
Mr. Lurkey, can you shed any light?
Afraid not, Your Honor.
Permission to speak freely, Your Honor.
Within reason, Mr. Loxy.
Well, you see, I spot the wee little chicken going down to get corn-infused water. Every morning at the exact same time at the exact same coffee truck, just outside of their downtown high-rise. And that's when I see my opportunity.
Opportunity?
I seen the lawyers at Lurkey Lucky and Penny practically ignore Miss Little. I say to myself, Self, this girl will believe you if you just remember her name and treat her like a high society chicken. So I start by just paying her normal compliments and remarking about the weather real suave-like. She starts to trust me, and being the habitual miscreant I am, I started telling her stories. Simple things at first, like the collapse of the fishing industry, or the civil war among the goats.
Neither are true.
But then I got this idea. See, I remember a storm. I told her the lightning was cracking of the sky. Honestly, I was surprised that she bought it. The story grew from there, and the overreaction by the law firm of Lurkey Lucky and Penny is already on the record.
So, it's not real?
No, sorry, love. Never was. Say, Judge, why don't you add another count of contributing to the delinquency of an intern? That's all on me.
I believe you, Loxy.
Aye, sorry about that. I've always loved a good story, and it doesn't have to be true.
I was falling in love with you. You meant the world to me.
We were? You did?
No, that part's not true.
Oh, I see what you did there. Nicely played, lassie. I probably deserve that.
Well, that was the longest trailer I've ever heard. What's that? Oh, that was the actual show? Oh, still not sure that makes sense. Wrap this up? Well, okay. The case of Blue Sky versus Farm Feathered Fowl resulted in a public relations nightmare for the law firm of Lurkey, Lucky, and Penny. Chicken Little determined there were too many pressures in a law firm and accepted a job as part of the waitstaff at a popular vegetarian cafe downtown called the Celery House. Floxy is still mastering the art of storytelling from his jail cell, but has landed a children's book deal sharing some of this very story. He claims the story is about courage. Yeah, right. Oh, apparently it is about courage. My bad. You've been listening to Fable Distortions, Blue Sky versus Farm Feathered Fowl. We'd like to thank the Fable Distortion players, Tom Chalker as Turkey Lurkey and Businessman, Delvin Kinzer as Ducky Lucky and Chip Beef, Katie Daynert as Chicken Little and Secretary, Glenn Haskell as Owl Powell and Early Bird, Ryan Haskell as Floxy, and our guests include Natalie Stanfield Thomas as Henny Penny, Janessa Cooper as Lucy Goosey and Miss McDonald, Randy Strew as Bailiff, Chad Bradley as Narrator, Art Direction, Jason Anderson.
We'd also like to thank Miss McDonald's Glee Club featuring Delvin Kinzer, Blake Carter, and Glenn Haskell, as well as the voice of Swanee Connie, Rachel Buchanan.
Fable Distortions Blue Sky vs. Farm Feathered Fowl is written and produced by Glenn Haskell, executive producer and webmaster Captain John Tatterzak. Theme music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. The story is presented for your amusement and pleasure, and characters are fictitious, and any similarities to an actual human or farm creature was unintended. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. This is an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2016. All rights reserved. And now for some of the stuff we left out, for good reason.
That's true. I learned that in Miss Guinea's fourth grade biology society.
yeah. I had seen lawyers at Lurky Lucky and Penny practically ignore Miss Wee 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 all the way home. Wait, wrong story.
What else can I do to... I don't know how I've lasted 3 months here.
I try to crow, but my grandmother always told me that whistling girls and crowing hens always come to very bad ends.
We're going to be here all night getting to the bottom of this case.
Why, oh why couldn't I work at KFC?
Here and there, everywhere.
E-I-E-I-O.
Oh man.